Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's your thought? Have we reached a ceiling there where we head off to maybe not raise these anymore?
Inflation is not good for obvious reasons. And trying to curb it, I think, is you know, the effort that the Federal Reserve has undertaken. Yeah. It's worked, not to the extent that we wanted to. So a further increase in interest rates, I would request that that be delayed until we see the full effect of what has already been done.
People receiving SNAP supplemental benefits who learned this week they're going to receive a reduction in payments effective March 1st with the passage of the Consolidation Appropriations Act 2023. SNAP benefits will no longer receive the supplemental they got because of the pandemic. How did you vote on that? What do you tell these people that are in these times of high inflation are going to get their SNAP benefits back?
Well, I would fight to try to get that elevated and not experience a reduction.
Seems like they've already passed something. It's almost
yeah. Late. Well, no, not really. And it's the distribution of those dollars once they become available. There may be a reason relative to demand or less demand in certain areas that may have reduced that, but I'll check into it, and we will do everything I can to, you know, make sure that there is, you know, an ample level of support for that program.
You represent Buffalo in Congress, but there's a lot of talk being generated about the fluoride situation in the city, you know, with the lack of fluoride, I should say, but is there anything, I mean, from your perspective that you can say to that matter in terms of just thoughts or anything?
Well, that situation needs to be corrected and as soon as possible. Because that's a problem. We know that in older cities like Buffalo, the infrastructure is not as good as it could be. And, you know, the replacement of lead pipes is an important issue as it relates to residential communities within the city of Buffalo. But this issue needs to be dealt with as well, because that's a problem that, you know, our kids are going to be experiencing, and families are. Well, they're critically important. The National Transportation Safety Board was dispatched to Buffalo the evening of the crash nearly 15 years ago. And they concluded that it was pilot error was a significant cause of that crash. And throughout a decades-long process, the minimum standards were put at 1,500 hours. There was a reason for that. Most people didn't know that there were two levels of safety, one for, you know, the larger carriers, but also a lower standard for regional carriers that had the same name, you know, Continental and United and Delta. So this was through a process with a lot of testimony from experts that these two pilots should not have been in the cockpit that evening, because they really weren't qualified to fly the plane. And we had an obligation, along with the families, who were extraordinary. I mean, they never gave up. They were on Capitol Hill on a regular basis to do something about it. So I am concerned that with the change in House leadership, you have a chairman of the Transportation Committee saying he's not particularly in agreement with the 1,500 hours. Look, that's part of law now. And we will do everything we can to fight to ensure that it stays that way. And, you know, it's not coincidental that in that period of time, there has not been a major fatality as it relates to commercial planes. So I think it works. And these were pilots, would come in and provide testimony, and those people that are concerned about the flying public and their safety. So I think we have to ensure that that stays. There's no reason to get rid of it.
Sort of a delicate balance, though. Isn't it, are they talking about the inability to get enough pilots and enough staff and all that? You know,
I think that's used as, I think some have used this requirement, training requirement, as a scapegoat for other problems in the industry. Look, airlines make a lot of money. They do very, very well. Congress's responsibility through the Aviation Administration, Federal Aviation Administration, is to ensure that the flying public is safe. So you have this terrible accident in Buffalo, and the National Transportation Safety Board concludes that it was pilot error and issues of rest or lack of rest that were major contributors to that crash. You've got to do something about it. And if a Southwest pilot is required to have 1,500 hours of flight training, why shouldn't a continental regional carrier have those same qualifications? I mean, they're not arbitrary. It's determined that that is a reasonable period of time within which pilots get trained and are capable of dealing with circumstances in the cockpit. You know, the families were extraordinary. These were people that lost kids, that lost mothers and fathers and grandparents. The first thing they said to me when they came to Washington was, we don't blame the pilots. We blame the policy that allowed those pilots to be in the cockpit when they weren't qualified to fly a plane. So I think the industry, the airline industry, should work with Congress and not fight and try to reverse what took more than a decade to get done. It's not easy to change these rules, and you have to provide compelling evidence that, you know, this is something that's intended to remedy a problem out there, and that's, you know, the potential for people that are not qualified to fly planes are flying planes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.